Hi everybody, hope you've had a nice weekend. A very short boo for me tonight as we are continuing with our discussion of strategy and culture, how strategy influence culture. Now on Friday we had a fascinating lecture with Andy Gilbert and he demonstrated quite a lot about the culture in our lectures. Now I feel as if I interact and use mechanisms such as Twitter, blogs, wikis, to engage with the audience, that's you guys. And the response back was, interact more. But also, there's a conflict there, because some people say, Miles, you try too hard by using too many different types of technologies. So it showed quite a lot about culture and the strategy that I have in the lectures. So we will take Andy's suggestion on Monday and Friday by starting the lecture off by having some paper disseminated and you to write some questions down that you want to be addressed over the course of the lecture. Now, what I think we should do is carry on by having a student chair the lecture. I think this is quite a nice and actually quite revolutionary type of approach to lecturing. And I'm going to allow the chair to see these questions and make sure that he or she is satisfied that the audience questions have been answered by the end of the lecture, so that you have got some value out of it. So it's not just me trying to disseminate what I feel you need to learn, but also understand your needs in each and every lecture. Now, I've been trying to do that through Twitter, trying to get you to engage with me and debate with me before, but that's not really happening. But over years, this will. But in terms of the papers, I've found quite interesting in the papers today an article called Warning Over Local Produce Labels. Now, I did a guest talk to the Green Festival about 2 weeks ago now, talking about the boundary of a supply chain and how to leverage a competitive advantage in that supply chain and who controls that supply chain. Well, this article demonstrates that many, many organisations say they have a local badge on the product. We are local produce. However, they found that almost a fifth of food labelled as local on sale in England and Wales are making the claim falsely, a study has revealed. Well, I've been saying that for a long time, and it doesn't even mention the supply chain. But I want to think about what I'm thinking about this week is culture in a supply chain, culture in an organisation, and how that has an impact or an influence over its supply chain. And the fact that people don't even consider the supply chain, where if you take just a car, 75% of the supply chain, the cost of a car, resides in the supply chain. So it has a massive, massive impact on competitive performance. So in a paper that I wrote about China many, many years ago with a professor in America, looking at the outsourcing in China, we never looked at culture, but culture is massively important. So see you in the lectures on Monday. See you Friday. Please keep Twittering me about how we're having an impact on your learning and the style. Oh, we are doing the feedback. So not this year, tell me that I look like Mickey Mouse or I've got a wonky nose. My mum told me that at birth. So don't worry about that. See you in the lecture. Have a great time. All the best. Miles.